appreciate all of you being here. Hope that you had a restful weekend after Memorial Day. If you didn't have a restful one, I'm hoping this weekend is better for you. I think we have a quorum, and we can probably just give it one more minute, and then we will get started. Thank you for your patience. Make sure you click the link that's in your chat so that we can have you mark present for today's meeting. That link will stay in the chat. Choose notice here as always. We have our meeting comment public sections up today, asking that if you plan to make a public comment that you would adhere to the information that is here for you. And please let Kiana Harrison know that you are interested in the public comment. You can direct message her through the chat and she will get your information. Chelsea, I think we can share the agenda and get started. Again, welcome everyone. Don't think we have a really long meeting today, but we will see if you can get any time back before we close. Meeting calls for welcome and introductions, which I have already done. I hope that you feel welcome. Glad that you are here again. For announcements, we don't have any announcements for today. If you have announcements for your own organizations or things that are going on in the community, please keep them and we will give you time at the end of this meeting to share. We're going to turn our attention to our board minutes from last month's meeting. We should have received these in advance for us to review, but we will give you a couple of seconds to peruse them again. Thank you, Tara.
Oh, you're welcome. I didn't think you needed a mention at the end. I just put it in there for folks to see because I know people be wanting their time.
Thank you so much. So we're going to move forward and call for a motion to move forward and approve the May 2024 board meeting minutes. Do I have anyone who would like to make that motion? I didn't hear. Chelsea, did
you have a motion?
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Lydia made the motion. I'll second it.
Okay, thank you. Sir. Appreciate that. I'm sorry I didn't catch it. Thank you both, Lydia and Tara. We can move on. Great. We're going to have some discussion. Oh, before I do move on, if you are a board member, please make sure that you complete the poll that Chelsea has put in the chat for us on the screen. Thank you. Welcome, Jaleesa and Donna and all those people who are here that I haven't actually seen your names. Appreciate you being here. Most of us know we're in a special time of the year when we go through HUD's process. Their competition, if you will, for funds for our homeless services. So we're going to turn over this portion of our meeting to Amanda, who is going to walk us through the evaluation criteria. Amanda, take it away.
Great, thank you. I'm going to go ahead and
share my screen. So I think this item has been listed on the agenda as 2023 renewal competition or something. So that was just a typo on the agenda. This is actually what we're going to be talking about is the 2024, which is the year that we're already in, the new project recommendations. So let me just go through. So to give you kind of an overview of what the board is going to be asked to vote on today, at the end of my presentation, there are going to be five separate recommendations. So this is a pretty content heavy kind of piece that we're going through. The items that I'm going through, I did send out, it's all in the board packet, but I did email it to all board members separately midweek last week. I think it was about Thursday or so. So hopefully you have had a chance for board members to review this ahead of time, because again, I admit it, there is kind of a lot that we're going to be going over, and I may not necessarily have time, really not going to have time to go through like everything word by word. So I'm hopeful that you have had a chance to review this already. So before we get to kind of some of the details of the recommendations of that the board is going to be asked to vote on, I want to give it just a broad overview of the local competition, define some terms, talk a bit about kind of where we're at with the competition, where we're going, and talk about what we intend to accomplish with these recommendations. One thing I should have said to you at the kind of the beginning of this presentation, which I did also put in my email and which was also in the materials that you, the board members, received. Our kind of practice with these new project recommendations are that if you are with an agency that intends to apply for new project funding this year, we ask that you abstain from voting on these recommendations just to help prevent any conflict. So I'll be talking about that again. I'll mention that again at the end, but just to kind of keep that in mind. So backing up a little bit, wanted to talk about, give kind of an overview of the COC competition, kind of what it's all about. And I've talked about this before, so hopefully it's pretty familiar to folks. But when we talk about the COC competition, there's essentially two branches to the competition. They typically occur simultaneously, roughly. We have what we would term the national competition. So this is where we hand in our role as the collaborative applicant are working to complete the overall application that is submitted to HUD. That's part of the national competition. That piece has not yet quite started yet. And then we have our local application process, which is further kind of broken down into two sub-processes, I guess you could say, which is where we have a process where we are reviewing and evaluating and scoring projects for renewal funding, and then we are accepting applications and reviewing applications for new project funding. So this local application process is what is currently underway. With this entire competition, this entire process, we don't yet know the total amount of funding that is available. We're not going to know that until HUD releases the notice of funding opportunity, which will probably happen within a month or so. What we do know is that HUD does expect continuums of care to have a defined, transparent, and public process for to allow agencies to apply for funding and have an open and transparent process that is driven by data in terms of, and that really determines how we make our decisions to submit projects for funding. So some terms that you're going to be hearing me mention kind of as we go along. So the conversation we're having today is all around new project funding, but within that, I'm going to be talking about new projects and expansion projects. So to kind of make some distinction there, when we say new projects, we are talking about projects that do not currently receive continuum of care funding. These may be projects that are in existence that are already providing some type of services or housing to people experiencing homelessness, but they don't currently receive continuum of care funding. So they are requesting that COC funding for the first time, or maybe they've requested it in the past but have not received it in the past. Expansion projects, these are projects that do currently receive continuum of care funding, and they are requesting additional funding to either add more units or provide additional services to an existing project. Both new and expansion projects are funded using new or reallocated funding, and both are considered new from HUD's perspective and the continuum of care's perspective. There are some distinctions in how we evaluate these projects. That's probably one of the biggest distinctions. But really, for the most part, just keep in mind that when we talk about new project funding or new projects, we are talking about both new and expansion. Another term that you may hear me mention is reallocation or reallocated. So reallocation is a process by which a renewal project, so that's a project that is currently receiving COC funding, when that project's budget is reduced in part or in whole, and then the funding from that reduction is used to fund new projects. You may recall, for those of you who've been around last year, during last year's competition, we reallocated funding from 6 renewal projects and use those funds to fund new projects in last year's competition. We do revisit our reallocation policy every year within the Values and Funding Committee and then at the board. So those conversations are going to be happening over the next couple of months. So board members should be anticipating seeing recommendations regarding the reallocation policy at the July board meeting. So I want to continue to kind of go through just a sort of a timeline of what has happened so far with the COC competition. This kind of goes back to the beginning of the year, starting in February and March. We meaning kind of hand staff again in our role as the collaborative applicant, began developing draft renewal project evaluation criteria. We developed changes to the appeals policy, recommended changes, I should say. In April, that all went out for public comment. The Values and Funding Priorities Committee then reviewed those comments, developed responses to the public comments. You'll recall that at last month's board meeting back in May, which is only a month ago, the board approved that renewal project evaluation criteria and the updated appeals policy. So since the May board meeting, the final renewal project evaluation materials have been published and released, and there's been a webinar on them, and agencies are currently working on those applications and will be submitting them within the next couple of weeks. Also throughout the month of May, the Values and Funding Priorities Committee has developed the new project funding priorities and evaluation criteria that we're going to be going over today. So that was all developed over the course of the last month. So today, the board is going to be asked to vote on these new project criteria. After today's board meeting, the application materials for new projects will be developed and published. You know, a webinar will be held within the Values and Funding Priorities Committee. Their work is now going to shift to, again, reviewing our project reallocation policies, really talking through if any changes need to be recommended, and the committee is going to start talking about project priority ranking policies. So coming up for the kind of throughout the rest of the summer for the board, we anticipate that in July the board will be asked to vote on reallocation policies. Then in August the board will be asked to vote on the project priority ranking policies. Also in August, if there are any appeals that come through, those will come to the board as needed in August. September is going to be a pretty full month. This is when we anticipate the NOFO applications and everything to be due by the end of September. So key things for the board, we anticipate having to vote on new project funding, projects to submit for new projects, and the final project priority ranking list. So this is an overview of what we anticipate will be coming to the board in the coming months. This is all subject to change based on HUD's application timeline. So we're going to move in now into the specifics of the recommendations that are coming before the board. And again, it's really a series of kind of five recommendations that the board is going to be asked to vote on individually. So some of the aims of the recommendations are really kind of what are we hoping to accomplish with them? So when we talk about the recommendations for new project funding, what we're hoping to kind of really accomplish is that we can increase the capacity and quality of our permanent supportive housing projects, which will help to further our goal to end chronic homelessness. Likewise, with our recommendations, we hope to increase the capacity of our rapid rehousing programming. We also are seeking to create opportunities to fund new projects that will meet the needs of people fleeing domestic violence. And we also want to create opportunities to fund new projects to support our continuum of care's infrastructure, specifically as it relates to coordinated entry. And hopefully as I go through the recommendations, this will become a little, you know, more apparent, but just wanted to kind of lay that framework in terms of what it is that we ultimately want to accomplish with the recommendations. So there are five different recommendations, and I wanted to also show kind of how they all fit together. So hopefully to eliminate the feeling that these are just kind of coming at you sort of in a piecemeal fashion, but rather wanted to try to demonstrate how, they really sort of build off of each other. So the first recommendation that we're going to be talking about is around the types of new projects that we should be releasing applications for and considering funding. There's sort of a sub-recommendation to that one that has to do with specifics regarding allowing rapid rehousing in joint component THRRH projects apply for service funding only. Once we know what types of projects we want to consider for funding, then we kind of move into recommendations 3 and 4, which drills down to the order in which we want to allocate the new funding that we'll have available to our COC bonus projects and our domestic violence bonus projects. So these recommendations really flow out of knowing the overall types of projects that we want to fund. And then lastly, the kind of fifth recommendation, it really goes into details on the new project evaluation criteria. What are those aspects that we want to evaluate the projects on, that we want to make sure that we are able to have the applicants respond to in their application materials? All right, so we're going to kind of go and start with sort of this first recommendation that is going to talk about the types of new projects that we want.